Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Six-pack time. Six-pack is sponsored by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. The Ravens beat the Jets 23-10. Time for our six-pack of offensive observations. And Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
I put this at six because it's baked into the cake at this point, but I do feel like it deserves a mention, and that's that the offensive line stinks. It's just every week. It shows its ugly face every single week. I did like how they rearranged the deck chairs of the Titanic as far as the inactives were concerned. We had Noteboom up, Vincent down, and Emory Jones up for the first time this year, Cleveland down, though neither one of those guys had a snap in the game, but it's fun to look at the inactives.
I decided to take the O-line and make it part of a combo platter at number one. Yeah, we got a combo platter for you at one, Bone.
Oh.
It's a little early. You know, everybody loves ahead of Thanksgiving. You know, combo platter, you got to put a lot on the plate.
Yes.
Got to put a lot on the plate.
Some sweet potato casserole, maybe. Yeah.
My six is TEs, SOS. We said the tight ends are going to have to carry this thing. Like, there's got to be more consistent there. When he's not on the same page as Andrews and he can't hit Andrews or Andrews drops balls, that's really the only guy kind of sustaining things. Kohler, Ricard, I don't know, man. Like, we got to find ways to get some other people, some big bodies involved in this pass game. If Lamar's going to be a little bit inaccurate, if he's beat up, then some of these big targets have to step up.
Number five.
I'm so sick of writing in my notes in these games. No tempo, no energy, no pace. Like, it's just, they come out with such sort of lethargic energy, and they just feel kind of listless. They don't seem alive. And so part of me was like, well, they've been on the road a whole lot lately. I wonder, maybe it's that.
Get that home energy.
It's a problem, and I think it has a lot to do with something that's going to be much higher in this six-pack, which is the way they're starting these games. But there's the execution of it. There's the lack of productivity. There's all the numbers that you can quantify, and I got them for just how horse bleep they are in the first half of games, going back now 7 weeks. But I also think part of it's like you look at them in the huddle. Like, it just – they don't pass the eye test in terms of a team that – dude, it was the greatest offense maybe in NFL history a year ago. They don't look like they believe they're any good. I'm not buying anything they're selling in the huddle, on the sidelines, before the ball snapped, after the ball snapped.
My five is, I don't know how many times I looked up sitting in the perch in the press box, and you're looking at these guys running routes and nobody's open. What the hell? I thought this team was loaded with talent. Like, there's another piece of this, and it's much higher than the Lamar of it all, but I can't tell you how many times I looked and watched these guys, and there's nobody. And the Jets, Brandon Stevens stinks. We're well aware of Brandon Stevens. Like, they should be able to get open on these mooks, and they can't.
Mook.
No.
Number four.
Jason alluded to it. They were awful in the first half. To be down to the New York Football Jets 7-3 at halftime is a bit of a joke. Like, how is that possible? And some of it, I'll get to in a little bit, some missed opportunities early, but scoring 3 points and a half against the New York Jets, come on.
Yeah. My four is, like, thank God for Zay, but if somebody takes Zay away, they're in trouble. I mean, like, I talked about it a little bit in the open. Zay is good at running around in the middle of the field, intermediate, when it's 3 Mississippi, 4 Mississippi, 5 Mississippi. Like, chucking the ball 20 yards to Zay is about all they have going for him right now. And he clearly is the one guy who's got it cooking from a chemistry standpoint with Lamar on a weekly basis. But he still doesn't show up in the red zone. I don't know that he's ever really going to show up in the red zone for obvious reasons. And they have nothing going beyond him throwing the football.
Yeah, I like your first three, Jason. And your four kind of plays off the six. And I was asking Ben yesterday during the pregame. And by the way, Ben gave out a Draymond Jones sack.
Hey, that way, Ben.
Nice. Plus money.
Plus money.
If you aren't watching Wanna Bet, if you aren't following Ben Hall, he's giving you winners.
He's giving you
to
winners.
Give you some money ahead of Black Friday, ahead of Christmas. Yep. He's the man.
I know you do a lot, Ben, but how about a Beltway Ben Hall, Draymond Jones podcast? I think that would be fire.
Dude, he's a big personality guy.
Big personality. But I asked Ben, at this point, and I know he's beat up, this is just looking like a lost year for Isaiah Likely. Have you seen
nothing
that he's going to turn it on down
he's
the stretch?
Not healthy.
It's unlikely.
I've been saying it forever.
It's unlikely.
He's way off.
And that's kind of to your point where right now, it's just
saying most games he's played in this season, you did not even know Likely played in the game.
And it's shocking.
Unless he got a penalty.
Yeah.
In which case, you're like, oh, yeah, I remember when he had that ridiculous motion penalty and that stupid false start. But, like, that's
he
it.
He had the broken play in Miami that went for,
that's
what,
his season.
30? Yeah, yes, that's his season.
It's a six-pack of offensive observations about Wade Ben. Let's continue.
Number three.
I said it before, I'll say it again. Your run game's broken. And thank God the big man was able to finish a couple of drives late. But there was more negative yardage in the red zone. There was no efficiency in the run game whatsoever. And this version of Lamar with this version of Derrick Henry, I don't believe is going to bring out the best in either of them. If we want to get more tempo, if they're seeing what I'm seeing, which is there is no energy, if you want to get out of the huddle quicker, then you need to have better pass protectors. If we're going to start throwing the ball to the running backs more, then throw it to the guys who can really make things happen and get in more of a two-minute look. And I just don't think he's going to fit this year's version of what they are offensively because of Lamar's injuries, because of the offensive line, because of no Bateman even being a factor before he got hurt, and because he's a year older and they rode him really hard last year. Like, I think people need to start
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It's diminishing returns now.
To your point, one of those goal line, and they eventually scored, but there was a read option where if Lamar keeps it, he scores easily, but he's still stuck it in Derrick Henry's belly, and I just think Lamar Jackson's reluctant to run. Alas, I do think it should be noted, and Jason alluded to it, they did score two red zone touchdowns, which they are dreadful in the red zone. And one of those, kudos to Pat Ricard, who just destroyed a guy and opened up a huge hole, so Henry got into the end zone.
Number two.
Missed opportunities, and it started early. Lamar had Andrews wide open over the middle, missed him. Zay Flowers dropped a pass on the sidelines. He had a touchdown to DeAndre Hopkins late on a stop and go. He overthrew him. Possible touchdown to Tez Walker. He threw it late and low. Tez makes a great catch. Andrews dropped a touchdown in the back of the end zone. You got to take advantage of the opportunities.
Two is the first half offense is a joke, and this isn't this game. This is it's this high because I almost put it at one because it's a staggering trend now. And yeah, the 72 yards in the first half and the zero third down conversions, that's a new low, but it's part of a bigger problem. You can go back seven games now, going on half a season. They've got two passing touchdowns in the first half total, the last seven games as a team. They have four offensive touchdowns total as a team, the last seven games. Go back to week five, 4.7 yards per play in the first half, 28th. 7.4 offensive points per play in the first half over the last 7 weeks, 29th in the NFL. Passer rating in the first half the last 7 weeks, 84.0. That's 21st. Two touchdowns to two interceptions. Red zone in the first half, last 7 weeks, 27.3%, 31st. They're also the fourth most blitzed team in the first half of games over the last seven that they've played. People don't really respect the ability to beat them and have those assassin blows when we bring numbers. And so they're coming out the gate doing it, and it's frustrating Lamar early. They're finding out early, what do his legs look like today? Let's send six early and see what it looks like. It is what it is. And on short rest against Cincinnati, I know that's a horse bleep defense.
It is.
It still is what it is.
Number one.
I don't know. What's Lamar Jackson? 62%? 60%? He's clearly nowhere close to being right. And we found that out at the first series of this game. And he can't beat people with his legs, and it's affecting everything about him. All the things they built up. Remember, we used to hear about his quarterback coach and their quarterback coaches and all the fundamentals. And you'd see him there at training camp, and he'd have the bands between his ankles and the bands between his shoulders. And, like, that's all asunder. Like, it's...
Good word.
We're just... Asunder. We're almost chucking and ducking. He can't extend plays. He got caught from behind again yesterday in the pocket and outside the pocket. He's nowhere close to 100%, and they better find a way to elevate around him because I don't think he can elevate them as presently constructed.
Apart or divided?
Asunder. I know asunder. We are semi-sympathetic. My one is Lamar Jackson was bad, and he's been bad now for two straight games, and I don't know. John Harbaugh said after the game he has the utmost confidence in Lamar Jackson. Based on what I've seen the last three games, I do not. And if he doesn't get close to what he is at his top form, they might still win the division, but they're not going anywhere.
Way to take down the ginger gorilla.
Yeah, you guys had some similar top three, but I think starting games, and I remember going back to 2022 when it was the end of G-Row, and they were so abysmal scripting the games out. And since Monk's been here, but especially in 2023, how many first drive touchdowns, first drive field goal drives did we see where now they have one touchdown in the four games since Lamar's been back in the first quarter. Just one.
This feels like G-Row's pace, though. Snapping the ball on 5 seconds, eight seconds. Like, everything lethargic. Like, you're not road grading people anymore, so you don't need to do that. Now, I get it. They probably don't trust the quarterback. Like,
do you trust Lamar with pace?
I think getting the ball out fast is better than him trying to hold it and do too much.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I do think they need to play with pace. I've been screaming it since week three. But they've got to come out. I think the pace forces you to think faster. It forces you to stay focused. And I think it changes your flow of energy. Like, this ain't it. I'll just tell you that. This ain't it.
Coming up next, T-Bone time, TMI with TIM. What you got?
Well, Ravens were trailing the Steelers by 3.5 games at one point. Now they have identical records, but the season really gets real now with four division games left. Of course, two against the Steelers, two against Cincinnati, heading to Green Bay against the Patriots. Given what we know, and Lamar is not 100%, how confident are you that the Ravens will win the AFC North? We have a poll up on IA 105.7 The Fan, and we'll get to it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member-only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.